You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Catholic faithful in Turkmenistan make up only a tiny portion of the Central Asian nation's predominantly Muslim population. Most Catholics are either diplomats or descendants of Polish immigrants. In 1997, the Holy See entrusted the Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, the OMIs, with the Church's mission to Turkmenistan, creating an apostolic nunciature in the capital, Ashgabat, to get around the country's restriction on religious organizations. Father Louis Logan, the Superior General of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, recently visited the mission in Turkmenistan. He spoke with Devin Watkins about his experience of the small but vibrant church in that country.
Going to Turkmenistan was like living or being in the Church of the Acts of the Apostles. It's a church of signs and wonders. It is amazing. We've been there 18 years. When we first went, there were a few Catholics in the country, and some of them were descendants of like Polish families that had gone there, I think, before World War II. And the memory of being Catholic was in their families. So the first oblate who went there, with the help of a layman, got together all these families that some were Catholic, they maybe were there for diplomatic reasons, or old families that had been Catholic, but with communism that had no opportunity to practice. He got them together, I think that was about 15 or 20 people, and began to catechize, invite them, do RCIA, you know, faith formation. And today, I would say we have 200 Catholics in three different communities, and many of them are Muslims who have embraced the faith, Orthodox, and people who had no religion. I had a wonderful opportunity to have breakfast with a group of Muslim families that had become Catholic. We had a big carpet like this on the floor in their living room. We lay down on the floor to have breakfast. It wasn't very comfortable. But we were sharing, and they were, you know, telling me about their lives and that. So at one point I asked Father Andre, would you ask them why did they become Christian? Why did they ask for baptism? And he said, sure. So he spoke in Turkmen. And then one of the lady, I could see her face went on like a light, you know, filled with joy and a smile. And then he translated for me. And she was saying, it's Jesus. We discovered a God of love and compassion and mercy. And we never knew this kind of a God before. And the different others shared the same, but she was, you could just feel the joy bubbling out of her heart. So off the carpet in the back was a man. He was laying down too, just watching. And so then he raised his hand and he said to Father Andre, tell the priest there, I'd like to say something. Could I say something? I'm not Christian, but I'm a Muslim, but could I say something? And so I said, sure, what would I say? He said, Father, I know that this Christian religion is really good and really changes people because my wife's tongue used to be this long. And now she keeps it in her mouth. And everybody laughed, you know. But Father Andre said, this man is, you know, making a journey to become a Catholic. So, and at this little chapel at our house, even though the church is such a small minority, all day long, people are coming to pray. People want to see. There's three oblates there. And they're looking for confession. They're looking for somebody to talk to. They want to know about the faith. And you just, I don't know, you feel something very good is going on there. He had me meet two evangelical pastors. And when they came over, we were in the chapel doing Divine Mercy in, I think it was Russian language. So they joined in. They came into the chapel. They knelt down. They took the beads out of their pocket. And they were moving their lips. They were speaking the Divine Mercy chaplet. So after we went up for tea, and they said, oh, Father General, you're the successor of St. Eugene. We want to know, how do we evangelize the poor in Turkmenistan today? The government is watching us. They won't let us in the prisons. We know St. Eugene went to the prisons. We want to get in the prisons and evangelize. What can we do, you know? So at the end of a long, we had about an hour and a half together, I had the cross of St. Eugene, his own, his very cross. And I said, could I make a prayer with St. Eugene's cross? I didn't know how they felt about symbols like that. And they said, you have St. Eugene's cross. And the one minister grabbed it and he raised it up and he said, I claim Turkmenistan for Jesus Christ with the intercession of St. Eugene de Mazenod. Now, these men are journeying with Father Andre. He's like their spiritual director. And you can just see the ecumenism, the brotherhood, you know, a real openness to support each other in the faith in a country that is suspicious of religion, you know. The one minister said, Father, you know, I prayed about getting to the prison. They wouldn't let me in, but God found a way. You know how I got to the prison to do ministry? My brother was arrested for drug dealing. And so I was able to visit my brother as his brother. And I got inside the prison and I took the Bible and I was sharing the Bible. So God finds a way. The Orthodox priests, so often the Orthodox don't like the Roman Catholics, you know. But again, Father Andre is spiritual director. They come over. They want to know. We do things together. So as I say, signs and wonders all over the place. It's like there's a fire there. It's like the Acts of the Apostles.
That was Father Louis Logan, Superior General of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, speaking with Vatican Radio's Devin Watkins.